Baz Luhrmann's 2001 movie Moulin Rouge, starring Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, was a worldwide hit. It's still so popular that YouTube is filled with recreations of fans' favorite moments. So it's not surprising the film has been adapted for the stage in a new Broadway musical that opens tonight. Jeff London reports.
Don't worry, a lot of things people loved about the film are in the show, including a rousing rendition of Patti LaBelle's 1974 hit.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister.
And the basic outlines of the plot still remain. A love triangle between a tubercular cabaret singer, a bohemian poet, and an evil duke, all set in 1899 Paris. But you can't put a film on stage.
We don't have steady cams rushing through the streets of Paris. We don't have whip pans. We don't have, you know, music video style editing.
Alex Timbers directs the $28 million musical.
So part of that was just like kicking down the footlights from the beginning and putting ramps and runways into the audience, embracing the immersive aspect of it, using pop concert lighting and sound design.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
The aesthetic here is what the musical's creators call Lux Maximalism, and Tony Award-winning set designer Derek McLean says it hits you as soon as you walk into the theater.
Not only is there a big set on stage, but we covered all the walls in red velvet, and we clad the balconies in carved railings that have cherubs and windmills in them, and we hung drapes from the ceiling, we hung a whole bunch of extra chandeliers.
The show's also got 71 pieces of music in 2.5 hours.
In the name of love, one night in the name of love.
You crazy fool, I won't give in to you.
It's so easy. All you have to do is fall in love.
Love hurts.
Music supervisor Justin Levine crammed 20 of them into 1 5-minute sequence.
I just made a list of all of the love songs that I could think of and all the anti-love songs I could think of. And so I printed up lyrics and I cut up pieces of them and I put them all over my floor in my studio. And as I started to build the shape of it, I demoed it out on my computer.
Need you by my side, girl, you'll be my bride.
Those 71 songs are represented by 161 different composers.
So it took producer Carmen Pavlovich and a team of 5 lawyers 3 years to lock down the rights.
People often don't realize we don't just go and get the permission of the vocalist. We have to go to every person who actually in any way contributed to the writing of the song. And typically with pop songs, that can be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in some instances, 11 different writers. And, you know, quite famously, we really wanted to place Uptown Funk in the show, and that has 5 publishers and 11 artists. And 10 of the 11 artists said yes, and the 11th said no.
Pavlovich says all of those songwriters share a percentage of the typical songwriter's royalty, which is 4% of the box office gross.
We time the music of the show to the second, and then we work out what fraction of work each of those artists represents as a percentage of the whole. And that's how we divide up the royalties.
Of course, those percentages won't add up to much if Moulin Rouge isn't a hit. But the show has sold out all its preview performances. And despite the over-the-top production and relentless stream of music, producer Carmen Pavlovich says director Alex Timbers has found a way to also tell an intimate love story.
Somehow, in all of that maximalism, in every area, design, costume, music, somehow, Alex, I think, has still managed to keep heart and stakes and drama.
Without a steady cam or jump cuts or close-ups. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
For